بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على دين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've come together today to talk about something that is right around the corner, something that is pressing and something that we are all about to be responsible for in a short amount of time. And this is Zakat al-Fitr. Now, the first thing we need to understand, because regardless of how you look at it, there are many people that really don't have an idea of exactly what Zakat al-Fitr is, let alone its rulings, let alone when it was legislated or who it's legislated upon. And this is what we want to talk about or discuss today. First and foremost, it's important that it's understood that we're talking about the Zakat al-Fitr. And the Zakat al-Fitr is that which is given out to those people who have the right to receive the Zakat of the charity. And it's something that has to be done before the day of the Eid. It has to be done before the day of the Eid is over, is finished. Now, we'll talk about the best times to make this or pay the Zakat. When is it permissible? When is it not permissible? We'll get into all of that in a minute. But we just want to talk about right now, as far as what the Zakat is. Like we said, it's that which you give out to the people who can receive the Zakat or have the right to receive the Zakat. It's that which you give them that needs to be paid before the Eid is over. Fine. Now, when we talk about its ruling, or the ruling for the Zakat al-Fitr, we're going to find one of two different statements. Now, we understand that the majority of the scholars of the Jumhur of the Ulama, they say that the Zakat al-Fitr is farḍ. It's an obligation. It's an obligation on you to pay the Zakat al-Fitr, so much so that if you do not pay it, you are sinning. And they use as a dalil for that a hadith that is found in both Sahih Bukhari as well as Sahih Muslim. And this is the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, where he says that farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr sa'an min tamrin aw sa'an min sha'irin ala al-abd wal-hur والذكر والأنثى وصغير والكبير من المسلمين. Okay, Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made the Zakat al-Fitr an obligation on the people. And he said it was to be a sa'a. And inshallah, we'll talk in a second about what a sa'a is. He said, sa'a min tamrin, meaning it's a sa'a. As a matter of fact, we'll talk now about what a sa'a is, so we don't have to keep repeating it. A sa'a, or when he says sa'a, he's talking about a specific weight. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he said that it is about 3 kilos. So remember, he said this sa'a. This is very important because you're about to have to pay this. So it's important that you understand how it is and what it is that you give out or what it is that you pay for the Zakat al-Fitr. So this is an important bit of information you want to try to either jot it down or memorize. Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in this hadith, sa'an He's talking about a little less than 3 kilos. He says, Sa'an min tamrin. He says, the sa' of dates, this little less than 3 kilo of dates. He says, Aw sa'an min sha'ir. He said, so either it has to be given out as a sa' of tamr, which is dates as we know, or sa'an min sha'ir. And this is, as we know, barley. He says, Ala abd wal hur. He said that this is something that's supposed to be given out for the abd, or the slave, as well as the free person. He says, wa dhakr wa untha. He says, and the male as well as the female. He says, as-saghir wa kabir. He says, and the older person, I'm sorry, he says, and the younger person as well as the older person. He says, min al-muslimin. Okay, I'm going to read that back one more time all the way through without breaking it up. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the zakat al-fitr is an obligation on each individual, and it's paid by a little less than 3 kilos of tamar, which is dates, or barley. He said, and it's paid for the slave as well as the free person, and the male and the female, and the young person as well as the older person from amongst the Muslims. And again, we said that this hadith is narrated by both Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, like we said in the beginning, there are two major opinions, or two of the bigger opinions that you'll find when the scholars talk about the zakat al-fitr. And they tell us about the ruling or the hukum of the zakat al-fitr. As this hadith goes to show, and the scholars that are under this opinion use this hadith to show that the zakat al-fitr, or the payment of the zakat al-fitr, is fard, it's an obligation. So much so that Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that Ibn al-Mundhir, for those of you who know who he is, said that there was ijma', a general consensus amongst the scholars, that the payment of the zakat al-fitr is an obligation, is fard. But we do find that some of the scholars have mentioned that it was only sunnah. But the strongest of the opinions, as we see from the dalil that we just mentioned, is that the zakat al-fitr, or the payment of the zakat al-fitr, is far. So don't let that which happened last year happen again this year, okay? Well, we didn't get a chance to go buy the zakat al-fitr, so we're just not going to pay it. Oh, alhamdulillah, it's from the sunnah, it's not wajib upon me. No, it's wajib upon you. So don't let history repeat itself. Go out and get your zakat al-fitr and get it prepared so that there is not a sin upon you. Now, as far as it's being legislated, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the people to begin paying the zakat al-fitr the same year that they were commanded to fast in Ramadan. As the scholars of tarikh, they explained to us that this was made an obligation during the month of Sha'ban, in the second year after Hijrah. And when we talk about the hikmah of the Mashru'iyyah, the Zakat al-Fitr, or the wisdom behind the legislation of the payment of the Zakat al-Fitr, then we understand that the Zakat al-Fitr, it was made an obligation on the people for a couple of different reasons. And one of these things is making it easy on the poor people and fulfilling their needs, taking care of what it is that they need. We know we have a lot of people in our communities and outside of our communities that are in need. So part of what the Zakat al-Fitr was legislated for was to fulfill these needs. As well, it was legislated for the purpose of making up for our wrongdoings and shortcomings that everyone experiences during the month of Ramadan, during the time in which we're fasting. Now, as a proof for all of this, there's a hadith that was narrated by Abi Dawud in his Sunan. And it's on the authority of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, where he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ تُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين من أداها قبل صلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد صلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Prophet ﷺ explained that the Zakat al-Fitr was legislated for the reason of being a purification for the person who was fasting. And as a purifier from what is called a lagh and a rafadh. A rafadh and a lagh, we're going to talk about that in a second. It's bad speech and bad action. He says, وَتُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. He says, and a way of giving provisions or feeding the poor people. So he continues, he says, مَنْ أَدَاهَا قَبْلَ صَلَاةٍ, whoever gives it out before the salah, then it is accepted as zakat from this individual. He says, وَمَنْ أَدَاهَا بَعْضُ صَلَاةٍ, he says, and whoever gives it out after the salah, then it is considered to be just another type of sadaqah. How many times have we, while we were fasting, said something we shouldn't have said or done something we shouldn't have done? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained in this hadith that the reason for the Zakat al-Fitr being legislated is to make up for these things. To make up for this lagh. And like we said, that this is unbeneficial speech. And rafath are those actions that a Muslim should not be taking part of. Something that is not befitting for a Muslim or a Muslimah. And these are things that everyone falls into while they're fasting. So, as the first part of this hadith explains, that the Zakat al-Fitr was legislated as a way of making up for our shortcomings. And it was also legislated for the purpose of feeding those poor people. Al-Fuqara wa Masakin. Now, every year around this time, two major questions come up. Everyone asks the same two questions, and inshallah, we're going to talk about these questions right now. The first of these questions is, who is the person that has to pay the zakat? Who's responsible for paying it? As well as, who are you responsible for paying zakat for? Now, as far as the first question, who's responsible or who has to pay the zakat al-fitr, then this is something that is on every individual, whether they be male or female. Every individual that is what is considered to be mukallaf. Mukallaf is an individual that is responsible for doing those actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have commanded us with. This individual is responsible for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way in which He has commanded us to do it. This is a person that is mukallaf. As well as it has to be someone who has the ability to pay it. Even if they don't have this big mablagh or this big amount of money set aside, if it's only that he has enough for himself and for his family for the day of Eid, then the excess is what he is responsible for using as his zakat al-fitr. Being as though it's giving that extra, that which you don't need for the day of the Eid, as well as your family doesn't need for the day of the Eid. An individual shouldn't have a problem being able to give this to the other poor people so that they can enjoy their Eid. As well as it's not an amount or it's not something that an individual would have a hard time taking from someone else, even if it was another person that wasn't as well off to be. Now, as far as the second question, who is it that you have to pay the zakat for? Every person that is mukallaf, those people that are responsible for carrying out those acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with. This individual has to pay for himself, and he has to pay for everyone that he is responsible for financially. Whether it be his children, whether it be his parents, or his wife, or his slaves or his helpers, or anybody from amongst those people that he is responsible for financially. Something else that people always ask about is when does the zakat al-fitr have to be paid? And if you don't pay it in that amount of time, is it something that is just forgotten about? Now, the best time to pay the zakat al-fitr is the night of the Eid. This is the night that we find out that we will be praying the Eid Salah tomorrow. This is the best time. But we need to understand that it's an obligation. When we say obligation, this means it's something that if we don't do, we're going to get a sin for it. So we need to prepare for it early so that we do not end up putting sins or unnecessary sins on our back. Because it's an obligation on us to pay the zakat al-fitr before we pray the salah the day of Eid. Now, you're going to find that in these different masajid and things, you're going to hear different imams bring different opinions. We know that some of the ahnaf, they say that there is no real time for paying the zakat al-fitr. You could just pay it whenever, either beforehand or after. You have some of the different madhabs, like some of the Malikiyah and some of the Hanabila, or the people that follow the Imam Malik's madhab and some of the people that follow Imam Ahmed's madhab. They say that you can pay it a day or two ahead of the Eid. You can't go any further than that, but they say that you can go a day or two. This is the permissible time. They say that you can pay it a day or two early. But they say that you cannot go past the day of the Eid. There is no waiting till the Eid is over, the day of the Eid is over, and then we decide we're going to pay it. This is not acceptable. And then you have the Shafi'iyah, or the people that follow the madhab of Imam Shafi'i. You find that the major opinion amongst those scholars is that they say that it's something that can be paid from all the way from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And they say that it is something that is disliked or highly recommended that you do not do. And this is to pay the zakat al-fitr after the salat al-eid, after you finish the salat the day of the eid. And they say that without a valid excuse, that it's haram, that is forbidden for an individual to pay the Zakat al-Fitr after the day of the Eid, except that they have a legislated or a legal excuse. And these are the opinions of some of these madhhabs. But without getting wrapped up into a lot of that, we understand that regardless of what is considered to be permissible and things along these sorts, we understand that the ulama explained to us that the best time, and this is what we're looking for, the best time to pay the Zakat al-Fitr is the night of the Eid. We still have time left now. Go get your Zakat al-Fitr, get it together, so that the night of the Eid you can give it out, because this is the best time to give out your Zakat al-Fitr. We know that it's wajib, that is paid before the Salat al-Eid. So if we can't pay it the night before, we need to make sure that we do everything that we can do to make sure that it's paid before the Eid Salah. Because think about it. Part of the purpose behind the Zakat al-Fitr is to keep the poor from being in need and not having what they need the day of the Eid, so that everyone can celebrate together. So if the people that are supposed to be paying the Zakat, they don't pay it the day of the Eid, what is that going to do to the people who are in need? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the people. He said, "Aghnuhum an su'al fi hadha al-yawm." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people, told his companions, keep them from having to ask on this day. And obviously he was talking about the day of Eid al-Fitr, the day of the Eid. This should be enough for us to understand, regardless of the different points of ikhtilaf and where the scholars disagree and where they agree, that the best time to pay it is when? The night of the Eid. It has to be paid before the Salat, and it should not go past being paid during the day of Al-Eid. Now, another issue that is very important for us to discuss is those people whom we can give the Zakat al-Fitr to. Now, we talked about a type or two of these people, but we haven't mentioned all of them. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number, or verse number 60, he says that the sadaqat are for the poor, the fuqara and the masakeen, as well as those employed to collect the funds, as well as to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, as well as to free the slaves, as well as those in debt, and those who are in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as for the traveler who is cut off from everything. This is a duty that is imposed by Allah, and Allah is the all-knower and the all-wise. So we understand that the ulama have come together, and they said that when you give out the zakat, then you give it out to one of these eight types of people. The ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse. Now, when we talk about the issue of people every year want to send their zakah here, there, and the other place, we find that many of the scholars, they say that it's not permissible for an individual to send his zakah to another place except out of necessity. Like, for instance, if he wanted to send the zakat to a relative, a close relative that was in dire need. Or maybe he lived in a rich country or a rich area which no one really needed the zakat. so he could send it over to another country because of the fact that he didn't find anyone there that needed the zakat. Now, there's another pressing issue that needs to be discussed, and this is the issue of paying money for the zakat. Or instead of giving people the food product, we give them money. And this is something that we hear being discussed every year. So we want to shed a little bit of light on the issue itself. Now, three out of four of the Imams, being Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmed, they all say that it's not permissible, it's not acceptable, and it doesn't benefit you at all to pay the zakat in money. Abu Hanifa, he said that it is permissible to pay the zakat in money or pay the price of the zakat to the people. Now, we find that the majority of the scholars say that the best of the opinion is that which the jumhur, or the majority of the scholars, are upon. And this is the fact that you cannot give money as the zakat. And we say this because of the dalils that we talked about. How the dalils point to the fact that it's something that should be paid out in food or food products. And we know that the zakat is ibadah. It's worship. And you do not get credit for doing worship except that you do it in a way in which it was legislated in. And the way that the dalils point to is that it is paid in food. Now, those people who say that you can give out money instead of the food itself, they use a couple of things as dalil. They use that hadith that we talked about, Abnuhum an su'al fi hadha al-yawm. Abnuhum an su'al fi hadha al-yawm. And this is the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said to keep them from having to ask on this day. But some of the ulama have said that this hadith is da'if. So the ones that say that the hadith is da'if, they say that we can't take a ruling from it. As well as others say that this hadith has nothing to do with paying the money for zakat, let alone having anything to do with the zakat. But they say even, okay, let's just say it has something to do with the zakat. Paying the zakat in food also makes them not having to ask or not have to ask. So even if we submit and say, okay, well now this hadith has something to do with paying the zakat, then it's carried out by giving these people food. This is a way in which you keep people from having to ask. This just goes to say that this particular hadith is not a strong dalil for the fact that you can give someone money instead of food product when you're trying to pay your zakat al-fitr. Another proof or another reason which they come and they say that we can give money instead of the food is that they say that it's better for the poor person. He says this way they don't have a need that they have to fulfill so that they end up having to sell the food that they got for low prices. But you find that others from the ulama, they have an answer for this. They say that, okay, you say that this is better for them, but we say that there's nothing better for them than that which has been legislated in this land. And this is the pay in food. This is what the proofs talk about, whether it be tamar or dates, whether it be sha'ir or barley or other than that. They're all food products. He said, and this is something they say, and this is what is best for them. And if they had to go out and sell the food so that they can take care of their need, then this is something that's good. It's possible that they can become from this a good merchant and become a businessman and benefit themselves and benefit their families and benefit the ummah as a whole. So the point that we're trying to get at here is that the ulama explained that there isn't really a strong dalil for the fact that we can pay the zakat al-fitr in money. So this just goes to let us know that we need to pay the zakat al-fitr, or the only way that is permissible without a dalil saying other than it is that we pay the zakat al-fitr in food. Now that we've talked about this issue or these issues, and we understand a little bit more about the statements of the ulama, as well as why they make these statements, it's time for us to put these statements into action, to put this knowledge that we've gained today into action, and to use it when it comes time to pay our zakat al-fitr. We should be going out now and getting our zakat al-fitr ready so that when we find out tomorrow is the Eid, we can pay it. We should know how much we need to pay for the zakat al-fitr and who we need to pay the zakat al-fitr for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us all in beneficial knowledge. And the only type of knowledge that is benefited from is that knowledge that is acted on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us all in both deeds, in both knowledge as well as deeds. Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa akhiru da'wana in alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.